I've talked to two people so far, Bill Whitley and Howard Cannon. Whitley is very nervous, very uneasy, and I think a little bit unreliable right at the moment, which would indicate to me that his boss is. And he says he just doesn't know how this is going to turn out, and that he's just tired of Senator Jordan getting all cut up in this thing.
Senator Jordan just have to quit holding hearings. That's quit giving him debate if he doesn't want to get cut up.
Now, I talked to Howard Cannon, and Howard says he doesn't think the committee's going to come out with any such recommendation, that he's going to vote against it. He thinks that he's damn sure, he says he's damn sure the committee will vote against it. He says that Cliff Case has gone a little nuts, but he said that that can be partially be blamed on Joe Clark, who kind of goaded him into it. And Cannon said that the only thing he can see is that maybe somebody could talk to Dirksen and have him talk to Case. But that he himself doesn't think even the Republicans will push this.
Well, they say they're going to bring it up every morning. Dick Russell and Jordan call me in the morning hour, try to get authority for any senator to subpoena anybody
That's
they
right.
want. That's number one. Try to get authority to investigate senators. Number two, Russell says they ought to make a motion to table it and table it. I've talked to Mansfield and Humphrey, and they say they will, so that's what ought to be done. I guess that's enough.
I guess that's about all we can do.
Anything else?
No, sir. I've talked to Liz.
All right. Now, Walter's getting the figures. The total income down there from rent was $1,150, and 400 and some odd of it were taxes on 3,900 acres. That's that valuable $150 land that they said they owned.
Yeah.
About 10 cents an acre.
Yeah.
Didn't even bring $100 a month.
It's only valuable when your name's on it, indirectly.
I don't know how far they're going to get with all this harassing investigation, but I think Liz ought to make a martyr out of her if she can with her special girlfriend.
If I were a Republican, I'd rather attack Joanna Vark than Mrs. Johnson.
Well, you all have to figure out how to do it, though. You better talk to Phil Potter and see if he can't get that Baltimore Sun to take up the cudgels, really. They've taken it up the editorial, but see if they can't go and expose Wallace. I think they ought to point out that Wallace is now under investigation for frauds, highway contracts that are paying in Alabama that are paying his expenses.
Right.
That's the truth of business. FBI is now investigating.
I'll have a long talk with him. I'll look into that.
Talk to Walter and see if you can tell him it. I don't want to get another Don Reynolds thing, but see if you can tell him that he's under investigation.
Right. Okay, sir.